Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The best things happen after dark. Nightclubs are the ultimate spaces for self-expression, escape, music, socializing, and forgetting for a moment the outside world. Going out is a way to discover ourselves, who we really are, what we really like. We find new friends and fall in love on the dance floor. As humans, we like to move to a beat, and there's nothing like a good night out. I'm Jody Harsh. I'm a DJ and producer, and I've spent most of my life going out. I know how to tear up a dance floor, and in this podcast, I chat with my guests about how club culture and going out has helped shape their identities and inform their work. In season one, we were locked down, unable to partake in nocturnal activities, so we could only talk about our memories of nightlife. Now we're back out there, and I've got a truly amazing guest list for season two. So let's dive into those hazy memory banks and hit the floor. This is Life of the Party. Today's guest is a rock star for the modern day. He narrowly escaped a career in football and discovered a newfound talent in music. He's been dominating the charts since. From his beginnings in Bedford to busy arenas around the world, it's Tom Grennan. Hey, how's it going?
Hey, man. You good?
Yeah, I'm good. What's going on?
Yeah, I'm good. Good to be here. Good to see you.
Thanks for coming
Last time I saw you was at the Brits party.
And we're going to talk about that in a bit.
Yeah.
So this podcast is all about nightlife and how like going out and partying sort of like shaped your job, your life, your friend, like brought friendships to the table, all that kind
Made
of stuff.
And broke friendships.
Exactly.
For sure.
Exactly. So we're going to have a deep dive into that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
What's your earliest memory of like partying? Was there a birthday party?
Yeah. I think my earliest memory of like partying and getting like proper drunk was when I was like 17.
Okay.
It was like it was a party. It was karaoke party. That's like actually when I started singing. That's the first time I ever like got the confidence to sing in front of anybody.
Was this your birthday party?
No, it was my mate's party. And I used to play a lot of football back in the day before music. So when you're like 15, 16, you have a group of friends that kind of go to the park and drink, don't you?
Yeah.
And
I wasn't. Oh yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And I kind of like didn't do that.
Right.
And then
I did. I was down the park drinking White Lightning.
Yeah, yeah. I was there with people, but I was like, nah, I'm all right. And then I stopped playing football and then I kind of was like, right, I'll start having a drink.
So you were more focused on health than your... You wanted to be a footballer, right?
I did at one point, yeah. And then I went to the park, went to the party, and that was the first time I was like, wow, I like the party.
Getting drunk and raving.
Yeah.
What about clubs? When did you first go actually clubbing?
I think it was about 17, 18. I went out. I remember going to Fabric for the first time when I was about... I think I was just turned 18.
Okay. Still going strong over there.
Still going strong.
Still a massive line every time I drive past
it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm good for that line now, though.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Right, right. They have the craziest security surges there as well.
Yeah.
Pat downs, like worse than going to an airport.
Yeah, exactly. But I remember going Fabric for the first time. I feel like that was like where I was like, wow, this is major. And then I went to like Egg.
Yeah. Super clubs.
Yeah.
Ministry.
I went to Ministry as well, yeah.
I remember going to Ministry for like a head candy night.
Head candy, it's so funny. Sick, yeah. But that's when I moved to London, really.
Because
I'm from Bedford, which is like a small town. And we had like small, shitty clubs, but they weren't like, they were just dead. Do you know what I mean?
Light up dance floor?
Light up dance floor called Hi-Fi.
Oh, really? Was that the spot?
That was the spot.
Hi-Fi.
Hi-Fi, go there after 1 o'clock, do you know what I mean?
Really? And what was Hi-Fi like? Who was like the DJ?
Oh, it was the Pits, mate.
Was it?
Who was the DJ? The local geezer from Bedford.
Really?
Yeah, you're not getting anybody in. For sure. But I think when I moved to London is where I really kind of met the party life.
Yeah. Do you still have the same friends now as the people that you used to go out with back then?
No.
Ah.
No.
It's funny how you sort of like move through friendships, isn't it?
Yeah, and through I feel life. Like some do. I talk to some people I don't, and I feel like with the party scene brings people, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And I definitely learned, like, who was my mate just for the party life.
Totally.
And who was my mate because they loved who I actually was. Do you know what I mean?
Do you feel like since you got successful in your field, you essentially, since you got famous, do you feel like you've, like, shedded even more friends?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. And I struggled with that for a minute because I was like, everybody has this kind of thing where, like, you get successful or you get a bit of fame, you get a bit of money around you or whatever they think, and there's either jealousy there or there's resentment there, and then it's the old, same old one. I don't know if you've ever had it, but you've changed. I'm like, I have changed. I know that I've changed because I've got older and I'm growing up and I want different things in my life. I don't want to be going out, getting fucked up.
Yeah.
I want to be focusing on what I want to do. So, yeah, I've changed because I'm not coming out.
Yeah.
But you've changed because you're telling me that I've changed.
Yeah.
It's a weird dynamic where I found it hard to get my head around.
Yeah.
But then,
and I guess also people, yeah, like you're saying, people just want to sort of, not like groupies, but people kind of want to be in on the ride a little bit and
for
like
sure,
for the benefits of like what comes with a career in music.
For sure. And like, I remember this time, we'll just say about, I used to live in Shoreditch and it was the time where like my first album came out and I had that kind of freedom because the album did all right. I had the freedom of, I was living on my own and I could go out whenever I wanted. I could afford to go out too. And I remember one morning waking up and I was on my sofa and I was like laying back like this. And you know, when you wake up, you're like, whoa.
Yeah.
Like 3 days after being up.
Oh, you know, like with the fear?
Not with the fear. I was like, who the fuck are you lot?
There's
10 bodies on my floor.
Right.
And I'm like, I only know one of you.
Oh, the worst.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, totally.
And that was a point where I was like, man, things need to change. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But so it was when fun at the time.
So was it a bit of a party house when you lived in Shoreditch?
Definitely, yeah. Definitely. I think I had like a good 3 or 4 years like really going at it hard.
Don't you think you need that as well? Like
yeah,
just to sort of get it out the
for
way.
For sure. And yeah. I'm glad that I did it then when I kind of could. Whereas if I was to do it now, I would fall back 100 steps, do you know what I mean?
Totally.
Career-wise.
Yeah.
And like,
get it out
you know
your
it.
System.
Yeah, get out your system. You know, when you're busy on the road doing shows, promo, it's like you can't be hungover. Well, I know I can't because I can't speak to people when I'm hungover or what.
It's also knackering. Doing a show in the I don't understand like all those like crazy after show parties or like how like rock stars are like going afterwards. It's like I just want to go to bed.
I don't understand it either. But all them rock stars, I bet they're in their head. They're crumbling.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I bet they are.
Well, also that you know you hear.
Exactly.
Recently as well, like you hear, you know, things that go wrong and whatever, and it's like,
yeah, exactly,
and things get pushed too far,
doesn't it?
Yeah, exactly. So how were you signed? How did all this sort of come about?
I moved to London, like I told you, and I actually went to uni, and I was like,
what did you study?
Studied acting.
Okay.
Yeah.
So football and acting.
Yeah. So
and then
football.
That led...
So football happened, and then I finished football, and then one of my teachers at school was like, you've always been like a performer, so why don't you try doing a bit of acting? So then I did that, and then I loved it. Went to like National Youth Theatre, and I was like, I really want to go to uni, mate. If I can get the grades to go, I'll go, and I did. And then I went to Twickenham and did physical theatre.
What's physical theatre?
Like a lot of like movement and like clowning and
oh,
stuff
amazing.
Like that. Yeah, it was sick. Like at one point I was like, I want to run away with a circus or something.
That would be amazing. Yeah.
It'd be ledge. But then I was doing the music thing as well. And then I didn't know how to play guitar, didn't really write any songs. And when I went to uni, I picked up a guitar and I kind of taught myself how to play guitar and wrote some songs. And I didn't like playing other people's songs. So that's when I was like, I need to write what I want to write about.
Yeah.
And for me, when I write, even still now, it's one of those ones where it helps me, I don't know, feel like I've got something off my chest. Do you know what I mean? So
it's cathartic.
Cathartic, yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I did loads of pub gigs in and around London. And luckily enough, there was somebody from a label in the pub having a drink. And they were like, are these your songs? And I was like, yeah. So they took my email, and then it was like the next morning, had all these emails from different labels, and I did the rounds and then got signed in my second year of uni. But the label that I signed to were like, do you know what, go finish uni, and then as soon as you finished, we'll go in and start an album. And that's what we did. And yeah, haven't looked back since.
That's amazing. Like, it's a proper fairy tale.
Like, yeah. Yeah. And like,
discovered in a pub.
Yeah. And I never thought I could ever do what I've done. So yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah. Do you feel like, so when you signed, were you like partying all the time and stuff, or was it, were you straight into like, right, got to take this super seriously?
Yeah. Like, there was points where I was partying a lot, and like, my manager did tell me the other day, he was like, because we had a big like talk about like the past and like the come up and all that, and
yeah,
and my manager was like telling me like there was a point where you were being considered to being dropped. Do you know what I mean?
Because of like behaviour.
Because of partying, because I wasn't turning up to things. Like, I remember doing my first album and doing like the press shots and like the album cover. And at mid to bed.
The worst.
The worst.
Oh, the fear.
So, like, my first album, there's a picture, and it's actually on the album cover, and I'm ropey, mate.
Yeah, and every time
the
you see that.
The was good.
Oh, yeah, the retouch.
Yeah, every time I see it, yeah. I'm like, wow, you were mash up that day.
I read somewhere that you, like, did Elton John tell you to calm down or something? That was, I think, when I was researching you,
Tell me to calm down, but he definitely, again, like, he rang me and...
That's major.
Yeah, mate.
When Elton rang me.
Yeah. Like, it was amazing. But I was hungover, and he could tell I was hungover, and it was like a conversation plus an interview. And then, like, after...
And an intervention.
Yeah, and, like, after, he was like, are you all good, and how's it all going? And then,
yeah.
And then, obviously, I knew, and everybody does know about Elton's, like, past and...
Yeah.
And... what he got up to. So I kind of felt comfortable enough to say on the phone to a guy I don't even know,
I'm
good, but like, I am drinking a lot and I am doing what I'm doing. And and he was just like, listen, you've got talent and everybody's got to go through what you're going through, but don't waste the opportunity, because...
And he knows.
You can, do you know what I mean? And there's another 100,000 people who want to be in the position that I'm in.
Totally.
So don't take advantage of it and just...
Yeah. He's so, like, nurturing, Elton, isn't he?
For sure. I've never actually met him, and I'd love to.
He's
really
amazing.
Yeah, I bet, yeah.
Obviously, like, superstar and, like, absolute legend icon. There's, like, one Elton.
I only just recently read his book.
Really? Oh, yeah. I read that.
Oh, my God.
Film.
No, I'll read the book.
Is it Rocket Man? No, that's...
No, it's just Elton John.
Oh, okay.
It's called Elton John... Yeah, I think it's called Elton.
Oh, okay, mate. Yeah.
I read it on holiday and I was like, wow, this guy, I can relate to a lot of shit here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So now that, like, things are back in real life, like, you know, award shows and all that kind of stuff, have you been to, like, any fun after parties?
Well, the Brits.
Funny that. Leading on to.
Yeah, the Brits was a good after party. You DJ'd.
Funny that.
Yeah. Exactly. And it was wicked. I had my mum there.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She stayed till like 3.
On the dance floor.
On the dance floor, she bought her flip flops.
Oh, I love a party mum.
Yeah.
My mum's been out a few times.
Yeah, she loves it.
It's so cute, isn't it?
When she loves it, yeah.
Oh.
She was like, Jesus Christ, there's a lot of wide eyed and polo noses.
Oh, polo noses! Polo noses!
Yeah, that's... do you know so what I mean? But I was like, Mum, don't get involved.
Oh, is your mum like a constant party partner of yours, or was that just like a special night?
Yeah, like, if there's an event and I know that I want to... there's a chance of me maybe winning something, and I'll definitely bring my mum and bring the ones who are close to me. Do you know what I mean? My mum, my girlfriend. And
you put that night together, didn't you? So it was...
it was wicked.
In Soho.
Yeah.
Was that any Borderline?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Borderline. It was wicked.
Yeah. Who DJ'd? It was like, me, Eats Everything.
Yeah. Eli Brown.
Yeah, yeah. He's cool.
Yeah, it was wicked. Ariel,
yeah, from Radio 1. Yeah,
she's great.
Yeah. It's quite like a house music lineup, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah, I love house music. Yeah,
is that
wicked.
Your sort of like
yeah,
charm?
I love all sorts of different music, like house music, I love disco music, I love pop music.
Yeah.
I love blues, I love rock and roll, I love everything.
And obviously, talking about house music and dance music, you've had a hit with Calvin.
Yeah.
So that's like a ginormous hit. That's have you performed that live with them?
Never performed.
Been to a show with him or anything like that?
Not yet, because obviously we did.
Of course, we've been locked down. Yeah. Tell us about that. How did that come about?
He messaged me on Instagram.
Amazing.
Which was amazing. And I was actually on the toilet when I was reading. You know when you do, you scroll through on the when you're having shit. Yeah. and I saw it was Calvin. I was like, wow, like, are you sure that's Calvin?
At Calvin then, Harris, blue tick.
Yeah, blue tick.
Yeah.
So I rang my manager straight away. I was like, Calvin Harris just messaged me. What do I reply? Yeah. I was like, what did he say? And he's like, he'd love to do a song with me. So my manager's like, well, obviously reply and say yes. And I was like, well, obviously. And
Is that what you just replied?
I was like, obviously. Let's do it. Yeah, let's do it. And then we literally got on the phone. Like, I obviously did my business, got off the toilet, and then he called me. But
straight away. Like you spoke like a few minutes after.
Yeah, and he was like, I've got like this song that I've had for a while. Do you want to do some writing on it and see what happens with it? And I was like, definitely. So then,
so he had like the backing track.
Yeah, and then we went in studio and then wrote the song. And he was like, it's going to be my next single. And I was
amazing.
And you know, like sometimes labels try to sort things out and put artists with artists. Mm-hmm. But the most organic songs, I think, is when two artists come together and
totally
talk and make a song together. Do you know what I mean?
Was that the first time you did a dance record?
Well, I've done something with Chasing Status. But that's of course. Drum and bass.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? But like
something you want to do more of as well.
I'd love to. I love dipping into that to different worlds.
Yeah.
Like I'd love to do all sorts of different kind of genres and see what my voice works.
Yeah,
on.
Totally.
So
totally.
But the Calvin thing was a dream, man, for sure.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
What would be your ideal guest list if you were like throwing a party? Like it can be dead or alive. Like, who would you invite?
Famous people?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, you can say your mum.
Yeah.
But like give us like
of course.
Another four. Your mum's coming, there could be four more people.
Yeah, I would have Kanye.
Yeah.
Just because I think he's mental.
That's going to be a wild one. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's
for sure.
Yeah, he's a lot, I
think. Yeah, he's a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
But I just think I'm so interested in what he thinks.
I feel like anything could happen.
Exactly. Yeah. I would bring Amy Winehouse just because.
Yeah, she's my friend.
Really? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, man. I'd love to talk to her about it, about Amy. I feel like she's the queen of England for me. And like she always will be. And I think her music's just will never ever die. And I think
that's a good thing about music. Music always lives on, doesn't it? Even when someone goes.
For sure. So I'd bring Amy just because I'd love to just, I don't know, I think we'd be good mates.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
She was amazing.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah. I bet. Who else would I bring? I'd bring Elton John. I would.
Just to have a little
look around just in case it gets a bit.
Oh, like he can be mum. He can be like.
He can just be like.
Supervise.
Yo. Yeah. Stop doing that.
Oi, Kanye.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Oi, Kanye. Listen up.
Okay, one more.
And I would bring... I'd bring Gaga.
Oh, this is like the this is like the best party ever.
Yeah, I'd bring Gaga.
Why Gaga?
I love Gaga.
She's amazing.
Yeah.
Best pop star in the world. 100%. As far as I'm concerned. Yeah.
100%. Yeah. I think she's just cool.
Yeah.
She thinks differently.
Totally.
Her music's great.
Yeah.
She's Gaga, innit?
Yeah.
She's hot, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Can you remember your favourite night out ever? Is there like one night that just stands out as being like, that was really special because...
Like,
was it a night that changed your life or did you meet someone? Or
God, it's hard to remember nights out. I think for me, like, the most important nights out for me are when I'm with my mates.
Yeah.
Like, real mates from my hometown.
Yeah. Or your besties, like, people that you've, like, literally grown up with.
Yeah, like, I've got a circle of about... 3 or 4 people who are like my just tightest, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think for me, when I first went to like a festival with them and just kind of watching these artists on stage and going, I could do that.
Yeah.
I know I could do that.
What festivals did you used to go to?
Oh, like Secret Garden Party.
Oh, yeah, amazing. That's back this year.
Yeah, I know, yeah. Yeah. Buzzing. Are you?
A secret, sick. Though. Sick. I think they're not announcing the lineup.
Oh, really?
Yes, I didn't say that.
Yeah, don't put that in. No. But buzzing, though. Yeah. One of my favourite festivals. Yeah. Obviously, Reading.
Yeah.
Been to Glasgow.
Yeah. Do you like playing festivals?
Do I like playing festivals? Yeah, man.
Yeah, it's the
definitely.
Best, isn't it?
I love playing festivals.
The atmosphere is like...
Yeah, yeah.
Amazing.
Now that I do play festivals, I'd find it hard to go to... a festival.
Totally.
Just because, I don't know, I'm a bit, do you get it when you're like, oh, she or he's fucked up there, or gets a bit judgmental, doesn't it? Do you get like that? I get like that.
I don't know. I'm not like, really.
Really. Not but, judgmental. That's the wrong word. I think it's more, I analyse things too much.
Okay, because you've seen it from the other side.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's rather than your...
Yeah, yeah. Judgmental's the wrong word to use.
Yeah.
I analyse too many things, which then I can't enjoy it.
Totally.
Do you know what I mean?
Like, you've seen, like, behind, it's like in Wizard of Oz, where you see behind the curtain.
Yeah.
And you kind of, like, know exactly how it's run, and it's a bit harder to kind of slip into that, like, ah, oh, this is the best thing ever. Yeah. So my friends that don't work in music or nightlife or whatever, when they go to festivals, they're just like, this is amazing.
Yeah, yeah,
this
yeah.
It's just like, I'm definitely in Disneyland.
Yeah.
But when I go, I'm like, oh, that's an interesting show. On the, oh, that's an interesting, like, light set up over there.
Yeah, exactly.
Or that's, oh, the sound's a bit weird in this, in this tent. It's
exactly.
I get really like looking at it from the media language point of view rather than having fun.
And it's hard to enjoy then, isn't
ruins it, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. I really just go to stuff for work now, to be honest.
Same.
Because it's like work are all my favourite things. Well,
exactly.
Which we're so lucky.
Yeah, so lucky.
I just, I think any festival that I'd ever really want to go to, I kind of like get booked for. There's obviously a few that I haven't been booked for yet.
Yeah, like Coachella.
Same.
Yeah.
Never been.
And I'd love to go.
Yeah.
But obviously, I'd love to play it.
100%.
Do you know what I mean? I'd love to go to Burning Man as well. Oh, is that what it's called?
Yes. I haven't played it. I think it looks like a fucking nightmare.
A nightmare?
Yeah.
In a good way or a bad way?
Well, for me, in a bad way.
Really?
You'd probably have the best weekend of your life. I feel like, isn't it like sandstorms and stuff? And it's people. That's why people wrap like sheets around their head. Because you're just breathing in
sand.
Dirt and sand. Yeah.
I'm all right for that, actually.
I don't want that.
Yeah, no, I'll be all right for that.
I don't want that at
Sounds
all.
Sounds a bit like that fire festival. Jesus Christ.
My God. I watched this thing
Could you imagine being like a punter going to that? You'd be feeling...
So let's talk about that.
Yeah,
so
go on.
I watched this like YouTube video the other day of fire festival 5 years later or 3 years later, whatever it was.
Yeah.
And they were just sort of like going back and analysing. And I forgot like the highlights of that. Of that film on Netflix.
Yeah.
Oh my fucking
God. I rewatched it not too long ago.
That's what I think I need to do
now
as well.
Yeah, and it is like, oh wow, this guy fucked up
the con
a lot
of the
lives.
Decade.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like,
and when he
also like, just blagged his way to like, I don't know, millions of pounds.
Totally.
Do you know what I mean?
But like the customers got there and there were just like tents that they set up in like wars something. Like
they all were like proper rich kids though.
Yeah,
they?
You totally. Kind of like, totally.
Shame.
And they were like eating like bread with like a bit of cheese on it.
Yeah.
I was like fucking insane. Yeah. Did you know that the guy who ran Fyre Festival used to live with Inventing Anna. Have you seen Inventing Anna?
No.
Oh, she's on that other con.
Yeah.
She conned people out millions
of
pounds.
Yeah.
So that, there's a connection there. Like, they knew each other. Or
there's a lot of con things at the moment.
I'm obsessed.
I know.
There's a cryptocurrency con artist that's just gone up on Netflix. I'm going to watch that.
I've just watched The Dropout.
What's that?
Oh, mate, you need to watch that. It's about, what's her name? Basically, I can't remember her name now, but she became the first female billionaire or something like that. And she basically said she could do like a finger prick and get blood out, yeah? And she could test for all like different...
She's Australia?
Nah, she's American. Oh. Test for all sorts of different things going on in your body, yeah. Like illnesses.
And it was a lie.
But pure lie. But she got billions of dollars. What's her name? Can't remember.
I mean, respect.
Yeah. Hustle.
Yeah, I'm definitely into like a con documentary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You need some real confidence to do that shit, don't you?
Anyway, back on track.
Yeah.
If you've been on a night out, do you eat afterwards? Like, do you go get dirty kebab?
Depends if I can eat. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But yeah, for sure.
Yeah. McDonald's? Yeah,
cheesy chips. McDonald's.
Cheesy chips?
Yeah, cheesy chips.
Do you ever have chips and gravy?
Yeah, I love chips and gravy.
Not
yeah.
cheese and gravy.
Nah, chips, cheese and gravy. It's banging.
That is disgusting.
Nah, it's banging.
How do you hold that down? That is really disgusting.
I know.
What would be your dream club to visit from the past that's like...
Oh, mate, Studio 54. Four.
Everyone says that.
I know, why?
That's my answer as well.
Yeah, Studio 54, mate, it looks serious.
So you know Ryan Murphy, who this is another Netflix fact, you know Ryan Murphy who makes American Horror Story and all those amazing Netflix things?
Yeah.
His next thing is American True Crime Story,
right.
Studio 54.
Really?
Yeah. They're making it right now. They did American Crime Story Versace.
Yeah, about him.
The next one's about Studio 54.
Oh, sick.
So that's going to be... amazing.
Yeah. I reckon that would have been such a vibe to be able to do that.
Oh, my God.
We'll imagine playing there.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Hanging out in the booth with, like, Diana Ross and Michael Jackson. And Liza.
Really?
When lockdown was lifted, where was, like, the first place you wanted to go out? Was it your Brits party?
Probably, yeah. To be honest with you, the first place I wanted to go was probably, like, the pub.
Right.
Yeah. Just...
Do you do that? Do you just go down the pub for like a pint?
So, not as much anymore, but like I'd go on a Sunday, I'd go to the pub for a roast and watch the football or something.
You can't
like that.
Beat a pub roast.
You can't beat a pub roast. Yeah. But I think for the first place I wanted to go was like back to the pub just for the atmosphere of it.
Yeah.
And then, yeah. Clubs for me now, if I'm not like, I don't know, in an area,
yeah,
Oh
my gosh, you're so bougie.
I get anxiety, man.
When there's not a velvet rope.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's what lockdown done.
Yeah.
I feel like when I'm like in a space with loads of people.
Yeah.
I'm not feeling this. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
And I feel like that's what lockdown done for a lot of people.
Totally.
Yeah. And obviously I like the velvet rope.
Of course, bougie life.
Who don't?
And then we're going to go through your tracks.
Yeah.
Let's get your tracks out. So if you were playing DJ, do you have a DJ?
No, I'd love to though, but I've never...
I'll teach you.
Yeah, I'd love to.
Yeah, super easy. I can teach you.
I'd love to learn, man. Yeah, I'd love to.
What would be like your ultimate track to get everyone going? Like,
for me, it'd have to be my first choice, Move On Up by Curtis Mayfield.
Oh.
Yeah, just because...
That one,
yeah.
I can't quite get that.
Neither can I.
So I'm not gonna Nope, still can't get there.
I feel like that song for me just gets me dancing.
Yeah, okay.
And I feel like if it gets me dancing, get anybody dancing.
How many tracks you got here?
I've got a few here.
Yeah.
Man.
So let's go through your like party playlist.
Okay. Do you just want me to reel them off?
Yeah, and reasons why.
Okay, cool.
So first, this is your DJ set.
Yeah.
Okay.
First off, I've got Move On Up by Curtis Mayfield, just because, like I said, it's just a
banger.
A banger.
Yeah.
Then I'm going to go to Peggy Goo, just because...
Oh, I Go, or...?
Nah, Starry Night.
Starry Night, yeah. Classic. Great track.
Why have I
love her.
Yeah, have you met her?
Nope.
She's cool as fuck.
Is she? You should track with her. I've never met her. I feel like you should do a track with her.
I'd love to. I've never met her, but like, I've seen her. I've seen her in London once. And I was like, shit, you're cool.
Kids love her, don't they?
Kids love her.
Yeah, she's like,
I love her. She's great.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, that's my like, if I'm in the car, I'm like, this is, if I was to see her live, like on a nice summer day,
oh,
just like, do you know what I mean?
Totally.
It'd be sick.
Yeah. Okay.
And then I'm gonna go pop now. Yeah.
Pop just, is good. We love pop. Yeah.
And I love this song.
Yeah.
Dua Lipa.
Yeah.
Levitating.
Amazing.
Sick tune.
Great. One of the best songs of the last 10 years, in my opinion.
I'd say so. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd say so. And I think she's just smashing life, isn't she?
Oh my god, she's like the biggest pop star in the world.
I know. My friend dances it with her. On tour,
yeah,
and I've been talking to him, and he's just like, she's a proper pop star, do you know what I mean?
She's playing London soon,
is she?
Yeah,
where's she playing?
The O2,
is it?
Which one?
I guess I'm on it, mate.
Someone in this building I can probably hit up for a couple of tickets for us,
for sure. Then I'm gonna go Loud Places, Jamie XX,
yeah.
Just think Jamie XX is just amazing as well. Do you know what I mean? I've
just
seen him live.
Effortlessly cool. Another, he's like the male Peggy Goo.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
It's like cool.
Yeah. Cool. The tunes are just always tunes that you want to get loose to. Do you know what I mean?
Do you like Fred Again?
I love Fred Again.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like Fred Again's another one who's just like constantly just putting out bangers.
And just like blew up in lockdown.
Yeah.
Where's he come from?
I know. It's crazy.
Amazing. And now he's like selling out huge shows everywhere. He's playing Alexander Palace or something.
Is he?
Something
like Yeah. That'd be a good one to go to as well.
Yeah.
Then I'm going to go Jungle.
Okay.
A tune called Cherry.
Yeah.
I've seen Jungle a few times.
Yeah.
And there's like loads of them on stage.
Yeah.
I feel like if you're listening to Jungle at a festival.
Yeah.
You are, you're having a good time.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? There's no doubts about it. You're having a good time. And then I'm going to go back to the pop side.
Yeah.
Current tune.
Yeah.
That I'm really into at the moment. Charlie Puth.
Oh, yeah.
Light Switch.
Yeah.
I think, again, man, he's just like this pop star who's just sick and just knows that he's sick as well. You're nodding. He's sick, isn't he? Yeah. And cool, man. He's just cool.
Yeah.
It's
a very varied DJ set. I know.
Like, do you know what kind of DJ set I'd love to do? I'd love to do a... what's it called?
A silent disco. Would you? I've DJ'd a few silent discos.
Really? What's
that
like?
Horrific. As a DJ, it's horrible because you are basically... Because you don't really have a booth monitor on because it's, a silent disco.
Yeah.
You can't really hear what you're doing apart from your headphones. You feel very, very disconnected.
Right.
I'm not a fan of a silent disco.
I love a silent disco.
People love it.
Just love it. I went to a silent disco, and there was two DJs battling against each other.
So you'd switch between the two.
So you got two channels.
That's cool.
So you,
Yeah.
And as one DJ's like got everybody's lights on, and then one DJ's don't, and then all of a sudden you just see everybody going,
oh, so the lights change colour.
And the lights change,
oh, that's cool.
Yeah, sick.
So that's really cool, actually. Yeah. I'd hate that. I'm like, that sounds really cool. Sounds shit, but yeah.
Yeah. Couple more?
I'll give you two more.
Two more?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to go.
And then the next DJ's taken over.
All right, cool. I'm going to go SG Lewis.
Yeah, great. Love.
Lost in Space.
He's amazing.
He's just, again, another one who's like...
Yeah, blown up.
His album
was so amazing.
He's so good.
Times is cool, isn't it? Yeah, he's great.
And like...
You work with him?
I've never worked with him.
You should.
I know, like...
I work with him.
I've got a few mates who've been working with him in the studio. And they've just said, like...
He's great.
But like, musically, can play everything.
Plays absolutely everything. He's amazing, yeah.
Yeah. And then, I'm just going to go, because I love this band at the moment, Wet Leg.
Oh, yeah.
You been listening to Wet Leg?
No, I haven't.
Oh, man.
Am I missing out?
They're sick.
Really?
Yeah. It's two girls, isn't it? I don't really know too much about them, apart from a few songs, but yeah, I feel like they're bringing this guitar sound back.
Okay.
But like, the guitar sound that is making you jump and bounce, not the guitar sound that kind of bores you to death. You
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds like a very varied DJ set.
Yeah.
Sounds
give
like
it a go.
Sounds like a rave.
It sounds like a rave.
I like it. This has been your life of a party.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me. Loved it. Legend. Legend. That's a big ring.
Yeah.
Love it.
A couple of diamonds are missing.
Let's have a look at that.
Donatella Versace gave it to me.
Really?
Yeah.
That is ledge.
Gift from Donatella. Big wow. D.
Big D. Go on then.
Yeah, missing some diamonds now, but you know.
Send it back to her.
Yeah, I will.
Fill them up.
Thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.